Here we go. Okay, we're in the Rambam Hilchas Meiser Perek Zayin Halacha Ches, Chapter 7, Law 8. First couple halachas are relatively easy, then gets harder and harder and harder. Okay, Yisrael Sha'amar Leben Levi. A Jew says to a Levi, the Rambam calls a Levi a Ben Levi, obviously he's a descendant of Levi, but it means a regular Stam Levi, as we'll see. And it means here, who's not a Talmud Chacham. And you'll see why he's not a Talmud Chacham. Because a Talmud Chacham would behave in a different fashion. Anyway, he tells this Levi, listen, Kur Ma'aser Yesh Lecha B'yodi. There is a Kur of Meiser that I have separated. He's very precise. He can't just say, I have Meiser. It's got to be precise. You'll see why. I have, and a Kur is 30 saw. And I've separated a miser, and I'm giving it to you. So it's in my field. You should just know whenever you want, it's there. It's been separated. 30 saw, it's yours. Now the question is, the Levi has been picking up a lot of miser in this season. It's been a good season for Mr. Levi. And he already has stockpiled in his house from various other Jews 300 saw. All right, 300 and saw he has of miser that he's collected. Now, what does he have? But he can't eat that 300 saw yet. Because what has he not done? He has not separated trumas miser. Okay, so now he's a clever fellow. And he can figure like this, you know, I've got enough. So I figure, you know, and you've told me I got 30 over there. So I'll tell you what. The Levi is here with his 300 and saw. The Yisrael, who's separate from Levi, is over there with his 30 saw. Can the Levi say, okay, the 30 saw that's over there, I'm going to save myself a trip. I'm going to designate that as Trumas Miser. And I have a good buddy, Cohen, who happens to live right around the corner from that guy. And I'll tell the Cohen to pick it up afterwards. So now the question is, can the Levi, who's here, but not there, can he start eating his 30 saw by 300 saw by dint of the fact that he now is allocating, and he's saying, hooray, these 30 saw over there by my friend's field, I am now making it Trumas Meiser. Can he do this? What should be the issues? Now, bear in mind that we know, does Meiser, when you separate Meiser, does it have to be near the Meiser you're separating
no.
it? No, it doesn't have to be. However, Talmidei Chachomim, we already learned in Hilchos Trumas, are machmer on themselves to only do it what's nearby. So that's why this fellow is not a Talmud Chacham. So what other concern could there be? Well, let's see. So now, Af al pi shalom ashach. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Rashai, he's allowed to do it. Min hadin. He's allowed to do it. And we don't have to worry about anything because there's no reason why he can't do it because he doesn't have to be min amukav. And he said that's what it is. Now I can start eating my 300. Okay, Rashoi ben Levi lasos trumas maisra amukam acher. He can now take this 30, he can allocate that 30 to be the trumas maisra for something that he has somewhere else for 300 saw that he has. He can do that. That's not a problem. Afal pi shalom moshach. Even though he didn't make a mashiach on it, it's still okay. Okay, so that's acceptable to be done. However, you can always run into a potential problem. He could do that, but what if happens the following? What if a few days later? So he says, okay. So now those 30 is going to this is mine. I'm giving Trumas Meiser on that. Let's say he was informed on Sunday by the Jew that I've given you 30 this. And then he decides on Wednesday to say, I'm going to use those 30 for my 300. I'm going to start eating on my 300. And then the Yisrael on Friday decides to give those 30 to another Levi. A different Levi.
After
they were even appointed.
It's called reneging.
He never did a kinyan.
Right?
That's called diversion.
Ve'im nesano ha'yisrael Yisraeli lelevi acher. If this Yisrael gives it to another Levi in the interim, he reneges, he breaks his word. Now, does the Levi have any claim to him? Ain lo alav, he has nothing to claim. Ela taromas, just complaints. Right? Now, the question is, in other words, you have a taina, but you're not going to get any money or anything for it, but you have a complaint. We'll register your complaint. It's a complaint, but there's nothing actionable. But okay, the guy did something wrong. We'll register as he did something wrong with that.
Right.
So now the question is, why should he even have taromas? You didn't even make a kinyan on it. So why do you have taromas? Number one is because the guy lied to him. Didn't keep his word. But worse than that, because now that he gave it to somebody else, the Levi has to give Trumas Maisha on that 300 that he's got. And what if he started eating before he found out that it got switcheroo on him? Turns out he was eating Tevel.
Yes, which is,
so now you've caused me to even sin. First of all, you broke my heart. And number two, you broke my neshama.
Whoa.
So you did double. So okay, you got complaints, but legal action you don't have. You don't have legal action. Okay.
So what is it? That's a sin, obviously. He's got to do tshuva on that.
But it was clearly a shogeg, not even a shogeg.
Does he have to make a sin offering for that?
I don't know. It might be a shoge. It might be an ones.
Which one? The lady.
First, right? It's only misa bidei shemayim.
This great odor when he gets upstairs.
Talk to God about that. Let him handle that. All right.
A technical question on the first part.
Question.
Wouldn't he really owe 330? 10%? He had the 300 in his possession. And he had
all right, so, okay, the numbers aren't accurate, so let's say 33.
Yeah.
Let's say there was a core, and it would be whatever a core would be. Let's say it was 207. Okay, we'll fix it up. He had 270 saw somewhere else. How's that?
Oh,
270, thank you. He said 270 saw somewhere else. So now it becomes, with the 30, it's 300, and that's, okay, fine, thank you. Okay, Tess, also not a relatively difficult halacha. Mishoilo Peras Bamagor, if a fellow has fruits in his silo, now he's going to try to take care of things retroactively here. Now, normally, what you do is, let's say he has 10 saw in the silo. Yeah. So, what would he do? Before he'll take one saw off, give it. Let's say, look, this case is being where Truma was already given off. It's being already gave it off. Okay, so Truma's already been given off, sitting in the silo. So what he wants to leave? Well, he'd have to take 10% off and give it to the Levi, and then another 10% and give it to the Ani, and then the next 8 saw he could eat.
Well, it depends if it's Master Ani.
I'm just saying that kind of case. That kind of case. Normal way is you separate one saw for the Levi, one saw for the Ani. And then you keep the 8. Now the guy wants to reverse the order. What if a Nosan, the first thing he does is he Nosan saw the Levi. He gives a saw to the Levi. And then the Solani. And then he gives a saw to the Ani. Right? But he says the following to them. He says, when I will separate my 8 soim for eating, then this will be the Meiser Rishon for you and the Meiser Ani for you. Okay, so that's what he wants to do. He wants to, after, I'll give you guys, but let's just wait and see when I'm going to separate it. And then when I separate, I want it to go for you. So the halacha says, lo yafrish shmona se'in min amagura v'yochlem. You see, the problem is like this. So what does he do? He first thing he does, he gives the Levi a saw, go goodbye. He gives the Ani a saw, go goodbye. But he says, but you don't get it. You're not getting it until I have separated the 8. Okay. He says, when I separate 8 from here to eat, then I want to remember, when's the chiyuv of my serishon? When's the chiyuv?
When it's complete.
Yeah, but what do you have to do?
Bring it into the house.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, so when's the chiyuv of Meiser start? When it's in the silo? No. When I take it into the house.
Right.
So the fact he gave the Levi one and the Ani one, it really wasn't yet worthy to be miser yet.
Right.
Because it's sitting in the silo. So when I take the eight into the house, then this would be the Truman, this would be the miser. That's what he's saying. So he's saying you shouldn't do that. Lo yafrish shmona se'in min amagor v'yochem. You shouldn't just take eight saw, or whatever, it may not be precisely eight, whatever, it's not specific numbers, but don't take it and eat it, because there's a little bit of a problem. What could be the problem? What's the potential problem? You give an ani a saw of food on Sunday and say, you know, wait till I separate the eight, then it's going to be. What if he separates it on Thursday?
He's a hungry guy.
So how do you know the ani didn't eat anything yet? Yeah. Now, you got a serious problem. Let's just figure it out. I gave one to the levi, one to the ani. Okay, nothing's happened yet. It's not his yet at all, because I said it's not yours until I bring the eight into the house, right? Now, let's say I bring the eight into the house with the understanding that these two saws are going to exempt me, right? But what if they eat those all up before he takes the eight into the silo?
There is no miser that he's getting ready.
So then
it's a gift.
They're gone.
It's a gift.
And now he's got eight with nothing going against it.
Yeah.
So he's eating stuff that's not miser.
It
is sort of tevil. So that's not good. So therefore we're saying don't do that. Unless you know for sure Shishtei Sein Shal Maiskramin, that those two saws are still around. Right? Because they might not be around, they have a problem. Okay, step two. What if Taka, they're not around? Then what happens? Well, it depends. Avoli machlu halevi v'anani, if the levi started eating the saw you gave him before you separated your eight, and the ani eats his, now the question is, can you use any of that? Well, ena mafreshim, you can't separate your eight based on them. Elo lefi cheshbon hanisha, only depend how much they still have left over that they have not yet eaten in Mishteh Asin from the two saw. So let's say theoretically like this. You gave the Ani a saw, you gave the Levi a saw. And guess what? You found out before you're going to bring the eight in that the Ani ate half of the saw and the Levi ate half of the saw.
One saw left.
Right? So now, how much of that eight could you eat?
Half.
I could eat four. I could take four into the house and say my four is okay because there's still a half that belongs to the lady. In other words, whatever they have
in eight into the house, but you can only eat four.
Yeah, well, yeah. So you can only eat based on how much was left that they did not eat, and that will effectively now be the miser and miser rishon and the miser ani. So it won't be like totally can't use any, but only compared to what is still left over there. So that's why in general it's not a good idea to do that if you're not sure of where they're going.
Leftover, let's say he now has, so he brings in the eight.
He brings in the eight, he can only eat four, and the other four he has to separate Trumas and Meiser on those four.
Yes, he doesn't have to do Trumas, he's already done Trumas.
The two Meisers.
One-tenth, which would be 0.4, and one-tenth, which would be 0.4, right, so it's 0.8.
Right.
Separate that out, and then you can eat the other 3.2.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Good?
No.
Okay, now it gets a little trickier. Still okay.
It's all good.
Remember we said that there's certain things, even before you bring things in the house, can rabbinically make chayiv in Meiser. One of them is a sale. And a sale does not have to be a sale with money. It could be bartering. It could be an exchange, right? So keep that all in mind when we learn this halacha now. Okay, now, we know that an ani is entitled to various gifts like leket, shikhapay, etc., etc. So let's play out this scenario. Now, when an ani collects leket, shikhapay, does he have to give a miser on that?
No.
It's tax-free. It's tax-free.
Like
it's tax-free. So now look at the scenario here. Anim, so now the poor guy, shechlifu, that they barter matnosem, their gifts. One ani, he picked up, let's say he collected a saw of various leket, shikhan, peya. Okay? Tax-free. What does he do? He barters imbalabais with a homeowner who has grain that is tevel that he has not yet separated, isn't tithed yet. And he didn't have to because he hasn't brought it into the house yet. Okay, but it's right. Kigon, let's have an example. Shenasnu saw shaleket or shikho peo maisrani. The ani gives exchanges a sov, a combination of leka, chichapeya, and meiser ani, okay, which have already been tithed because he's on the receiving end and they don't need to give any other gifts. So they're ready to eat. He gives it to the homeowner. He's very happy to get food that's ready to eat. But what did the poor person get in exchange? Unaklo saw in a garden. He took a saw from the silo, which still is chayiv in Meiser. Let's say the truma was given, but it's chayiv in Meiser. Now, that will become chayiv in Meiser. It's not chayiv in the Meiser and the garden yet. But now that the swap happens,
now it is.
At the point of swapation, right? So what happens, as we've already learned, even though you haven't taken in the house, but the Rabbanan, once you swap, that's called finished. It's all done. So now let's think about it. Who has to still give mice, who doesn't? So it comes out that the Balabayas gave food that needs to get mice. The Levi, the poor man, gave the homeowner good stuff ready to go. So what does the owner have to do, if anything? And what does the poor man have to do? So, ze shenot tamayhem, those gifts to the poor that the poor man gave to the balabayas, potter mina meiser. The homeowners have to give meiser. Why? Because it's already been fixed up. Now, here's the interesting part. Even though he switched food that needs to get meisered, even though this whole transaction happened with the Balabais' full acknowledgement, so it comes out the Balabais did good on this. Let's say you exchange one saw of the Oni's crops, and the Balabais gives him one saw. You see why the Balabais would like to do such a deal? Because he's saving 10% or whatever. He's saving a certain percentage
20%.
On that, up to 20%.
Well, can the Ani give this time to
Hold on. So now the Ani, this is new stuff. This isn't a gift to the Ani. This is just like anything else. He's buying untithed crops. Just because you're an Ani, if you buy untithed crops, the laws of tithing apply to you. Only if you pick up them, you went and picked up Lekha Shikha and Peah. So this, so the owner who gets the tithe stuff from the Ani, he doesn't do anything with this stuff. He can eat right away. The poor man who took from him, Chayav, he has to still give Meiser, as it now gets finished in the Ani's hands through the
sale.
Even though he exchanged potter once. So that's the halacha.
The footnote says why.
Why would he do
it's
it?
It's still a good deal for the Ani, says, because the leket, the shif, and the pay is kind of poor quality.
Lower quality.
And he's giving him stuff from his storage house.
Then the question gets reversed. Why does the owner want to do that?
Yeah. He's saying the owner acted generously by doing it.
He acted generously.
He retains his tax-free status after...
It's tax-free, it's tax-free. Yeah. I know the government wouldn't agree with that. They said, well, that's a taxable benefit. You got a tax, well, I don't know. We can figure that out, right? But then as far as the Torah is concerned, one tax is it. You don't double tax on that.
So when he gets, the poor person gets this higher quality grain.
He now has to tithe it.
He gives 10% to the lady, but can he give 10% to himself?
Well, that we'll have to learn in Hilchos Matnas, Aniyim.
Because he's got to do Meiser Ani.
Like maybe he could.
Because if he's a levy,
he can pay tax on it once. But maybe, I think it doesn't have to give it to somebody else. I'm not sure. I don't remember. Okay, let's move on. Now, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel goes together. We're not leaving till we finish this.
Where are we going? I think I am.
But we'll get it done in 10 minutes. We got 10 minutes to go. Okay, that's not a problem. Okay, Yud Aleph is reasonably easy. Okay, Yud Beis and Gimel is where the problems are.
Oh, good.
Okay. So, mi shahay lefan of shnei kalkolos shel tevel shenitla trumason. A guy has two baskets of tevel from which the trumas were already taken. Okay, so what's left? I mean, the truma gedola, and he also did trumas meisers. Yisrael can separate trumas meiser if he wants for the others. The truma's been taken care of. That's the main thing. Okay. What's left is he didn't give meiser yet.
Yeah.
You got a basket here and a basket here. No truma issues. The only issue left is a meiser issue. So he wants to give mice, and this is, let's say this is all that he's got, this basket and this basket. He's got to somehow give mice around this. So he said like this, for Amar, he says, Maisros Zobazu. I want to give Miser from basket one to take care of basket two. Okay, now he hasn't taken care, so they're both Tevel. So let's say he's got 100 saw here and 100 saw here. So he says, okay, I'm going to have basket A take care of basket B. Only A to take care of B. He didn't say A is going to take care of A and B. He said A is going to take care of B. All right, so what's he going to do? So he's going to take 10 out of A, put it over there. B is okay, right? So now, Vama says, Masro Zobazu, I want this one to Maisra on that one. So fine. Harishon and Masharis, the first one has a good, has been Maisered properly, because that's the second one. That's not a problem. That's simple. We don't need a Chiddush there. Now's the next case. Omer Masra Zubazu Vizubazu. I want A to take off Maisra A for B, and then I want to take Maisra from B for A. Can you do that? Right? Well, Harishon Musharis, the first one that you tithe for is okay.
The second one isn't.
All right? Share Kova Maestros Mishni, because you established the Maestro from the second one. But now, can the second one now get itself Maestro from the first one? No. Vena Shnir Musharis, but the second one can't get Maestro from the first one. Why? Shema Frishin Maestro. I mean, you can't take Maestro off from the first one for the second one. Why? Because the second one is now totally clean. It's free from any obligation.
Right.
It no longer has a chiyuv on the other one. And you can't give Meiser one that's very tight. In other words, you say, I want to take 10 off of A to fix off B, and then I want to take 10 off of B to fix up A. So when I take 10 off of A to fix up B, that's fine. I can do that. 10 is off of A. B is fixed up. But then you want to take 10 off of B to fix up A. You can't take off Meiser from something that's already fixed up. It has to be Tevel. Yeah. So it doesn't work. That's kind of an obvious halacha. I mean, just working it through. It's out. Now, Yud Beis is where the problems begin. Okay. Omar, what if he says like this? What did he say so far? He said, well, what I want to do is I want to separate Meiser from A for B, and then I want to separate from B to fix up A. So how about a simultaneous one?
Yeah.
What if he says, Omer, Masra Shtei Kalkalosel, I want both baskets to have what? Meiser Kolachzer and Kavurcher. Each one should Meiser the other one.
Yep.
One shot.
Synchronized
Meiser. So it says, Kora Shame. It works that they are Meisered. And now you don't have to take off Meiser from somewhere else to deal with these, because they're already Meisered up, or vice of, or they can't give Meiser from them for something else. In other words, it works. Simultaneously works.
Yeah, so you physically do it at the same
time. Well, that's going to be your gimel. It's going to get the gimel. That's where we're going
to
have problems.
They have to be identical amounts in each basket, right?
Why you say that?
Yeah.
Because it would be out of whack if it's...
Okay, so hang on to that holy thought.
Sure.
Ukvar, so now what happens? Korashem, the name is called. In other words, it works. And there's a Meiser taken off. One basket has Meiser for the second one. It's been off. And another one has Meiser off for the other one as well. Ukvar, Kova Meiser, Seizman, and the Meiser's been established. Umotzia Meiser, let me take off the 10% off of both of them. Now you can't tithe from them to others or others for them. In other words, they're considered fixed up.
What's the point of doing that?
What?
What would be the point?
Theoretical.
What was the point of doing the other thing? You'd off. I would have said simple thing, just take 20% off of one and you're finished. Or take 10 off of one and 10 off. It's just a theoretical.
Right.
Okay, now the Kate said, I have no clue. I can tell you what it means. I can tell you what he's saying, but I don't understand why.
Okay.
Yud Gimel. The Kate said, so now, what are you going to do exactly? I mean, we said it works, but you got to actually do something. So I don't really understand. If you're saying it works, just take one out of this and one out of that. But no, it doesn't quite work that way. Well, he says like this. Well, first he says simple. Motzi maser shteyem meyachas mehem. You can take the double, the 20% out of one of them.
Yeah, that was my side.
Okay, now the only problem with that a little bit is, but what did he say? He says that Meiser, he says, Elu Meiser kol achzem kavua b'chaverta.
Yeah.
The Meiser is the one next door.
Yeah.
So if it's the one next door, so it would seem that it's two different times, right? How do you say it's all in one? How is it chaverta? Unless you want to say that the chaver is within its own basket, is a chaver too. So that's one way, I guess. You just take off 20% out of one, and you're done. Or meiser kol achas mimenu. You take 10% out of each one. Now we plug in Mark's famous words. Imha yushavus, if they were equal in number. Okay. So in other words, you said this is like crazy. And we're just saying, okay, each one's getting meiser simultaneously. Okay, so fine. If they're equal, then you could do it. Just take 10 out of here and 10 out of there. They've already been separated in your mind. It's like Braver, right? It's already been separated. You set it separated. Just pull. It happened at the same time. So this one did for this. It's because this one can do for this because this one didn't get fixed up yet. And this one can do for this at the same time. So then I could just mosey on and say, okay, I'm going to take 10% of this one because that's the one that already was the meiser for this one. I take the 10% of this one. It's already for that one. So that will work because the numbers are equal. So far, so good. Okay, well, one last difficult part. What if one is bigger than the other? Let's say one is 10 saw and one is 5 saw. Well, how are you going to work that exactly? Because that means you got to take the 10. One has 10, you're taking 5 off of that. For the 5 and the 10. How are you going to work this? So he says like this. What do you actually do? Because in effect, if one is 10 and one is 5, what are you saying is happening? The one with the 5 needs to take 1 off of that. Mm-hmm. And the one with the 10, you got to take 2 off of that. So he says like this. He says he can't... Well, let's see what he says. Mafrish mina ketani. You take from the small one, Meiser Gedola. You take off the Meiser Gedola. So from the 5... You take the 1, because the other one's 10. From the basket of 5, take off the 1. Umin ha-gedola, now, look what the commentary says. Min ha-katana meiser, mafrish min ha-katana meiser ha-gedola. He says, that's good, yeah, but, one second. Klor mafrish min ha-katana meiser ha-gedola. But the commentary, for some reason, says... But you, I don't know why. He says, you only take off half in other words, what's equal to 5. He can only separate from the small one as much as how big the small one is in total. In other words, as long as 5, he only takes a half to take care of the 5 of the 10.
Oh, so he's only done half worth.
He only does half of that. I don't know why you have to say that, but that's what the commentator is saying. Umina gedola, and from the big one, what are you going to do? First, you're going to take off another half. You're going to take 0.5 to take care of the other one, and another 0.5 to take care of itself.
Yeah,
that's it. Umina gedola, maaser ktan. That's what he's saying. I just don't know why. Why don't you just say it was 0.5, you take 1 out of the 5 and 0.5 out of the 10. I don't know why we don't say that. It's happening simultaneously. It somehow, by them being so different numbers, it doesn't work that way. So that I don't understand. That's the thing I don't understand.
Because normally it would be 1.5 is the whole thing. So what we're doing is 1 out of the big one and 0.5 out of the small one.
So you could have just taken, well, each one's for the other one.
Right, except... One, the big one's taking half of the small one and all of its and all of the small one. So it's taking half of itself and all of the small one.
Well, why couldn't we have the 5?
Right.
Why couldn't
one?
We take one out of the 5?
Yeah.
Why don't we just say simple, take 1 out of the 5 and a half out of that? Then each one would be my. So I don't know the answer to that. That's the hard part. Okay. Shkoyach.